Well, my name is Juan Carlos Melgar from Clemson, and I'm going to talk about our project on evaluation of paper bags for pest and disease management in organic peach production. These paper bags, they are very popular in countries in Asia, such as China or Japan. And I'm originally from Spain, and also there is a region where they use them for peach production. And so since in the southeast, we have strong peach commercial production, mostly South Carolina and Georgia, but we only have one organic peach producer in South Carolina. There is none in Georgia. There is only one in transition. And there are a few very little ones in Florida. And however, the peach is a fruit with the highest demand for organic fruit among all fruits. So the problem why we don't have them, like 90-95% of the production is in California and the West Coast, is because of brown rot, the main disease, and plum curculio, the main pest. Basically, sulfur, which is the only active ingredient that could be used against plum, brown rot, is not efficacious enough. And there is nothing against plum curculio. Only people use kaolin clay as a deterrent. So we thought maybe using paper bags could help. I mean, initially we thought maybe we opened the paper bag and we got a rotten fruit, but let's see if they work. No? We did some preliminary studies before and we knew that they were going to work. But the bags are placed at bagging time, at thinning, right at thinning or after thinning, which is when you remove the little fruitlet so that you get a good size fruit. That's normally for us around April. In Florida, it's much earlier. And, well, the goals for this project was to develop the strategy to be able to increase the production of high-quality organic peaches, and then, of course, see if this is economically viable and disseminate all our results. We did, this is our second year, but last year we got a freeze that wiped out completely all our production. So, basically, it's our first year with trials in the field. This year we did in South Carolina a large acreage trial with 5 acres. This is 1,060 trees. Each one has about 200 fruit. So it was a lot of bagging. I'll tell you more about this. And in Florida, we got a family farm, family-owned farm, in which we did only 12 trees. That's something also that we are very interested to know. The scalability, like can we do this at low scale, like only family farm type or at the bigger scale. No? Basically, it takes about an hour. Actually, for us, at large scale, it took us 850 labor hours. There were 35 people for 3 days bagging peaches. And so that was 48 minutes per tree, per person. If we consider 1 hour per tree per person, that's basically $12 an hour. That's what they normally pay the hour. No? So it would cost 12 extra dollars to bag a tree. Plus, the bag cost is about $3-4, so it's between $15 and $20 per tree. In some preliminary studies we have done with consumers, we know that we would cover these costs only if they pay about 10 cents extra per pound. And we did surveys in farmers markets on the streets, and even though farmers market, we got people saying like I would pay an extra dollar per pound. The average we did a survey even on campus with students saying, like, no, I don't have any money. I wouldn't pay anything else for this. The average came about 38 cents extra per pound out of 100 people or so. So that would be like 95. We calculated $95 per tree of revenue. So definitely it can cover the costs. The problem is labor. It's having the hands. I mean, even our own grower didn't have the hands to do this. We have to borrow from another grower 35 people to do this. So some of the measurements we did this year was on fruit recovery, how much of this fruit it's healthy, it's good looking, doesn't have any issues. Fruit quality, pest damage, and then sensory panels, even though we harvested about 2 weeks ago, so we don't have many of these data, but we got the data from Florida, thanks to a PhD student, David Campbell. And what we got is that, related to fruit size, it's 2 millimeters less, but this doesn't make any impact for growers because of grading, it's a system. It was a little bit sweeter, the bag peach. And then the most interesting part is related to pests and diseases. You can see how there is a lot less injury caused by insects, less lesions caused by scab, and then less brown rot at harvest and after harvest. Like, it's a dramatic decrease. There are some of the problems. This is something that, for example, we face at large scale. There is no time for removing and keeping the trash, I mean, the bags. That doesn't happen at the small scale. We need to work with, can we mow these? Can we compost them? Can we recycle them? This is actually one of the issues that we need to see in the project. We have done several extension and education activities. I want to thank our farms, the grant, of course, David Campbell, and the people that are doing the sensory evaluations at UGA.
Thank you so much.